Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding. For all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope you'll stay with us for the next hour. And let me help you experience the concept, the feeling, the resonance of being brave. That's what our show today is going to be about. It's going to be about what would you do if you were brave today? Naturally, we're going to be taking our cue from the animals, not only the animals in the world, but our animal companions and the bravery that they show us every single day in their own lives in just so many ways, so very, very many ways. I'd love to talk with you about any comments, questions that you might have. If there's anything that I can help you out with today, whether that be an animal communication, a little mini reading, an intuitive reading, a medium reading, anything of that nature, I would love to do that. So the phone number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. That's our call-in number. You can also go to the website, Transformation Talk Radio, and on the right-hand side of the page, there's a little box that says send an instant comment right now, and I have that web page all pulled up. So if you would like to leave a comment there, if that's more comfortable for you than calling in on the air, by all means, however you guys choose to communicate with me, I would absolutely love it. Before we officially get started today, I have a dedication for my show. I don't do these very often, although maybe I should. I know an amazing number of animals. I know an amazing number of people. I guess I should say I know a number of amazing people and a number of amazing animals. But the shout out I'd like to give, especially for today's show, and of course, as you know how this works, there are no such thing as coincidences. So I had actually planned for this show a week ago, and it was after planning for this show that I got the news about what had happened to this friend of mine, Mike, in Missoula, Montana. And suffice to say, Mike suffered a pretty serious fall at work lately, just about a little over a week ago. And I have to say, I think it was probably pretty touch and go for a while. I didn't know about it until a couple days after it happened. But the night that it happened, there certainly was kind of an interesting energy experience that actually woke me up out of a sound sleep that I know for sure was Mike. And I would just like to say he may or may not be listening. He's still in the hospital. I don't think he probably won't be able to listen to the show until after it's archived. But I'd have to say if anybody that has come into my life lately exemplifies the true meaning of brave, it would have to be this guy. It would have to be living the life that he does, dealing with the things in his life that he's dealing with at this point in time. He's my new hero. So, Mike, this is for you. So, I have a song to play for you all, and Chrissy, the fabulous Chrissy, my producer, is going to give me a heads up when we're just about a minute away from, actually 5 or so minutes, because this song is about 5 minutes long going into break. And we're going to be, this song just kind of sets the stage, I think, for the concept of brave. It's from a group called the Four Bitchin' Babes. And I hope that's okay to say on the air. I think that it probably is because it's actually the title of their group. This is a group that I came across, years and years ago, mostly all women. It is an all women group and they have some fun songs. And if you have an opportunity during the break, I would invite you to just Google Four Bitchin' Babes and see if any of their albums or songs come up. Some of them are touching. Some of them are just downright hilarious. This one in particular, is definitely touching though, cause it talks about Brave. It talks about, the concept, of Brave. And what made me think of this, was not only Mike, but I had the opportunity to watch the movie Brave, the Disney movie Brave, probably a couple of months ago. And if you haven't seen it, I'd highly recommend that you do. I think it came out within the last year, couple of years. I can't remember when, to be perfectly honest with you, but it's really an amazing show. Again, just sit back and relax, listen to the music and see if this doesn't bring up some feelings of what you would do if you were going to be brave in your life today. So Chrissy, take it away.
Could not fail. If I believe, would the wind always fill up my sail? How far would I go? What could I achieve? Trusting the hero in me. If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge. Where fools and dreamers dare to tread and never lose faith, even when losing my way. What step would I take today if I were brave? What if we're all meant to do what we secretly dream? You ask if you knew you could have anything. Like a mighty oak sleeps in the heart of a sea, are there miracles in you and me? If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge, where true believers dare to tread. Even when losing my way, what step would I take today if I were?
Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Guess what? The Lime Center of Martha's Vineyard is giving away a free scholarship. That's right. The detox will be running from Monday, November 11th through Friday, November 15th. Candidates for a free scholarship, please send your Lyme story by email before October 28th to Dr. Enid Haller, director of the Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard. Find her at limecentermv.com. That's Lyme, L-Y-M-E, centered, mv.com, or call 508-693-1846 for more information.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Animal's Eye View with me, your host, Lizanne Flynn on Transformation Talk Radio. Wow. I hope you enjoyed that song as much as I do. Especially for me, I like the visuals of the wind filling my sails because I can picture all the light beings, my guardian angels, my guides, ascended masters, just a whole posse of people that love me, filling my sails with wind just when I need it the most. I can feel their energy, and I'm sure you can as well, when they add wings to my feet or my heart and helping me along my path, whether that be on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis. So before I played the song with you, I mentioned the movie Brave. I'm not going to give away too much of the plot, but it's about a young Scottish girl on the verge of being forced to marry so that her clan and the clans from which these three young suitors come from will continue to have peace among them. I think that it kind of harkens back to a time where women were, let's face it, chattel, and kind of used as perhaps bargaining chips, dare I say. Again, I won't give away what happens, but suffice it to say that she does end up marrying. But just who that is one of the nice surprises in this movie. There's a princess archetype that's part of the main theme of the movie, and it's actually an interesting departure from what Disney has put into its movies as far as princesses goes. Rather than have a love interest be center stage where the princess is concerned, it's actually only a side plot that helps explain the choices this princess makes in determining how the rest of her life will go. because this movie and the song, I think, sums up perfectly what it feels like to be brave and what this princess felt when she was brave. And I think everybody has a princess stage, depending upon where you are in your life. But really, are we ever really beyond a stage? I'd like to think it's okay to access our inner princess or prince or inner child from time to time. And actually, I saw a Facebook article about accessing your inner crone, which was an amazing concept to me just the other day on Facebook. But that's where the magic lives, I think, because that's what makes this human experience special. And this isn't just something for women, because at this point in time, we are championing, celebrating, and resurrecting the divine feminine to become balanced and integrated with the divine masculine. We're all a blend of balance and of masculine and feminine energies. So everyone, men and women, can learn from and perhaps return to a balance of the two energies. And certainly, you might see more these days about the resurrection of the divine feminine, because I do believe we have an overbalance of masculine energy at this point in time. And that's not to bash masculine energy, but it has certain attributes to it, certain aspects of it that are meant to be balanced by the more passive, dare I say, receptive energy of the divine feminine. Again, it's all about balance. And if we were to have one over the other, that's where the imbalance occurs, and that's where things kind of start to, has a ripple effect, I think, and kind of throw things out of balance when we don't balance the two. And certainly, there's all kinds of bravery, right? You know, we look to our animal companions, we can think of their bravery on a physical level. Watching a cat jump from the floor to the top of the refrigerator and jumping down again just as easily, that equals a height many, many, many times its size, and landing perfectly on all 4 feet, or watching them twist in the air just as easily when landing to make sure that they land on all 4 feet. How grounded they must feel in doing that, and how invincible. Going from one centered place to another with just a set of intention and connection to the physical. Does that require any special bravery? I don't think so. Animals have a wonderful way of just making it so in their physical interactions. Dogs, too, I think, have an innate bravery on a physical level. If you've ever seen a dog during an agility trial or dock diving or some other canine sport, it's not hard to resonate with the physical exuberance with which they undertake their games. And to them, and maybe that's their secret, to them, it's all a game. How remarkable it is, I think, to see the world that way, as if most everyone wants to play with you and have fun and to be completely and totally present in a physical way. To understand that your body is at your command, and no matter what shape it's in or what color it is, this body is yours to accomplish physical tasks that outweigh you and may dwarf you in height. They just do it. And now I see where Nike got its slogan from animals, in the just do it. I was watching a show the other day, actually, about geese and about this individual. It was on a special show taking flight on my local public radio television station, about this guy who raised a gaggle of Canada geese, and how he was making sure that they were traveling from one place to another safely, and they were able to get to a southern location from where they were up north and come back again. It reminded me of another movie that I saw once, Fly Away Home. I think that was the name of it, probably very similar to this. And what struck me most in watching this movie was watching the geese fly. And it reminded me that at times when I've been out walking in nature, it's really remarkable. If you've ever seen geese fly, and if you've ever heard them, if they fly kind of close over you, it almost sounds like their wings are buzzing. It almost sounds like you're surrounded by a hive of bees, because there's this There's this lovely connected when they're all flying in their formation and right before they land into a lake. There's this lovely collective energy that just comes from the wind beneath their wings. It's really, really remarkable. So if you have an opportunity this coming weekend or wherever you are in your life today, I would invite you to get out there in nature. I would invite you to see if you could find some birds. Any flock of birds will do. It doesn't necessarily have to be Canada geese. And to see if you can get yourself into a position where you can hear and close your eyes, hear the sound of the wings. And then I invite you to look up and kind of marvel at the physical attributes that these birds have of lifting these. Actually, when you look at geese, pretty solid, pretty heavy bodies. And when you look at the feathers and how the bones of birds are hollow, so that makes them much lighter. And so they can actually take a few running steps and just suddenly launch themselves into the air. I think it's absolutely remarkable. And so for us, certainly, where it comes to our physical body, I would invite you to be brave. I enjoy being brave with my own physical body on a consistent basis. And getting back to my dedication at the beginning of the show, I know that Mike is definitely going to have to be brave with his physical body on a daily basis for a very, very long time. Trying new things, I like to challenge my embrace of my MS to reach for the limits of what I can do physically. Lately for me, that's been trying new fitness classes like NIA, N-I-A, that I may have mentioned on a previous show, a Zumba class, which didn't really fit for me, and then most recently, bar fitness. The bar fitness is using a ballet bar to help keep your balance while you rise up onto your toes into a plié stance, heels together and doing squats up and down. And yes, it certainly fires up the quads and the hamstrings. Plus, there are mirrors everywhere, so that's bravery in itself, to look and see your body, whatever shape that it's in, moving. And again, for most of us, There's all sorts of signs, there's all sorts of messages that we get from our culture about what particular shape these physical vehicles for our spiritual beings need to be in. We've set ourselves, I think, these ridiculously high and ridiculously malformed perceptions of how our bodies need to be. And so that when we undertake these physical endeavors, rather than using them as a place where we can enjoy a sacred conversation with the innate wisdom that comes from our physical body, we do it maybe sometimes in almost a mindless way. We think to ourselves, oh, I've got to go to the gym and I've got to work out. And oh, I have to do this. And, oh, let me just get through this. But really, I would invite you in the next couple of days, and if you happen to be taking a walk, doing yoga, working out, to really have those conversations with your physical body. If you're exercising a particular muscle, really tune into that muscle. See if you can actually get onto the inside of that physical muscle and watch how the different cells fire up. Watch how it interplays with the ligaments and tendons that hold that muscle into place that surround that bone. There's really a remarkable chemistry that happens. And so our bodies become this place where we can sink, into which we can sink and into which we can experience some remarkable feats that we honestly didn't think were possible just because of the shape that we think our physical body is in. Because no matter what we think and no matter what we perceive, the physical body is capable of miraculous and marvelous things. It is able to recover from very, very significant injuries to get back to, if not the same place as before, perhaps a different and perhaps a better place before. And isn't that the thing, to allow our bodies to help us to physically transform, to spiritually transform? They are the vehicle by which we learn our life lessons on this plane of existence and in this human experience. So do as our animal companions do. Develop that close relationship with your physical body. Everybody, we're heading into our second break. As usual, it's going by much too fast for me. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We're back on Transformation Talk Radio with The Animal's Eye View. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn, and we're talking about the concept of bravery today. And right before we went into the break, we were just finishing up the concept of animals, most specifically, and their physical bravery. So I would ask you, dear listener, what are you doing or what have you done to be brave with your physical self today or in the past week or in the past year? For some of us, that means simply getting up and choosing to be present in a body that isn't working well at the moment. For some of us, that means training for a triathlon or chasing after a six-month-old, a two-year-old, and four-year-old twins for the next 24 hours. Not that I know anybody like that, but I believe, yes, that that person would be significantly challenged on a physical basis. For some of us, that means going for a 10 or 15-minute walk today, because for us, that's reaching the limits of our bravery where our physical self is concerned. And no matter what or where, all sorts of help is being given to you every single time you fire up the brave in you, because you deserve the sweetness of success at the end of your brave endeavor. And as a being of divine light and energy, this support is all yours, simply because you are you. So again, no matter if you've been a couch potato, no matter if you're training for a triathlon, no matter if you're recovering from a really serious injury, for you, if moving a leg today or an arm or actually sitting up in bed is the limit of your bravery, then I say bravo and you are my new hero. So if we go a step deeper, emotional bravery, I think, is even more sometimes scary, more frightening, and yet at the same time, I think can be even more transformative than physical bravery. So much wide and brilliant territory here. And I think I need to ask you all the question and see what you think. Is it easier to be brave with yourself and accept your truths, or is it easier to be brave with another human being? Or another animal or an animal companion. It doesn't necessarily just have to be another human being. Each situation has its own unique standards of measurements, I think. There are times certainly when we're confronted by our own unique eccentricities, those hopefully very dear qualities that make us so human that for me contain a pinch of reality just tart enough to make me sit up and say, ow. Or maybe a slow, oh no, did I really just say or do that thing again? So that I kind of cringe internally. It's like I kind of shrink away from whatever the situation is, even just for a few seconds. And I might sigh and say, well, okay, let me just sit with this for a minute. And that's what I do. I sit with myself and maybe I feel like I'm holding my own hand and I say, it's okay. I forgive you. Sometimes in the next minute, and sometimes that takes years. I would invite you, though, on this concept of forgiveness with the self, to not let it take years. And sometimes I think we, as humans, we say to ourselves, okay, wow, that's a pretty overwhelming and pretty deep and pretty scary feeling that I'm feeling. And maybe it would just be better if I just kind of folded it up kind of neatly, packed it away into a suitcase and stuck it somewhere. Well, the thing about feelings is that they're actually living, growing things. It's not something like a sweater or an object that you can pack up and then go and look at it another point in time and have it be the same. You know, like how when you put it in those little space saver bags and you like squeeze out all the air, and we kind of, I think, kid ourselves, fool ourselves into perceiving that that sweater is actually then that much smaller, because in reality, it's not. And again, with feelings, they tend to grow because they have an impact on every single part of our life, particularly, I think, situations that have caused some trauma for us. It takes a very, very brave person to pull that trauma out of the suitcase, to kind of shake it out, to hang it up on a hanger, to take a step back. And I do think that taking a step back is a really critical thing to do. And you look at that, and then you allow these feelings to become yours. You actually put on these feelings that came from this dark place, from this place where you may have suffered, again, some fairly significant trauma. And you allow those feelings to come in, and you allow yourself to sit with those feelings. If you need the help of another individual, a support person, whether that's a friend, a family member, a therapist. I'm a big fan of therapy myself, having been in it several times in my lifetime when I got to a point where I thought, wow, I really need another perspective here. And for me, that's how I look at it. I'm perfectly capable of resolving my own issues, but everybody needs that mirror from time to time. Everybody needs that kind of gentle cradling of support that I think comes from, again, a good friend, a family member, a trusted professional. And I would invite you again to just sit with that, to allow these feelings to come in, because the key here, the secret is that nobody tells you, is that once you feel these feelings, once you claim them, you can actually become empowered by them. And then at that very moment, you can poof, release them. And they then you send them out into the ether, you send them out with blessings, and you get to that very, very sweet place of forgiving yourself. Most importantly, forgiving yourself. I think we're certainly from time to time, or maybe most of the time, our own worst critic. And yet when we're brave and we see ourselves unflinchingly for the imperfect humans with the perfect spiritual being inside, inside and out, it's the spiritual being that's brave and says, you're allowed to make mistakes. Heck, you're even supposed to make mistakes so that you can learn, beloved. So then just inhaling and exhaling through the small things and large things is the bravest thing we can do at that point in time. And sometimes that's a lot. We may even take it further and attend an AA meeting or to speak to ourselves in the mirror and say your use of substances that are not healthy for your body have gotten out of hand and it's time to change this behavior. That's a very special kind of brave, I think, to look back at yourself and respond with a yes. Let's get started. And we all have these things that happened, I think, from time to time. We all have, I guess I would go so far as to say maybe call them addictions of these little traps that we fall into. And we can kind of, if we tune into our physical bodies, we can kind of feel ourselves slide into these places where maybe our breathing gets a little shallow. Maybe your throat starts to close up. Maybe the bottoms of your feet start to tingle a little bit. So that's your body's kind of indication to you of, hey, we're in an area that's perhaps not healthy for you and not healthy for me. So as your physical body, as your best friend, I'm going to give you a few indications to tell you that I'm uncomfortable with this. Something has set off a survival part of me, and I need to step back for just a second and really, again, pay attention to those signals from your physical body and say to yourself, okay. Again, taking that step back is really, really huge. Not that you don't allow those feelings to become part of you, to actually feel those feelings, but to look at them, especially if they occurred in the past, with the understanding that they can harm you no longer. That's really, really key. They can harm you no longer. The situation is past. That individual is out of your life. It's not necessary for you to contact or be in connection with that person again. And in many cases, it may in fact be possible because that person is no longer living. So even though I say this, it sounds cliche, they're just feelings. Once you take them in, once you allow yourself to truly and honestly feel them, feel the depth, go to the depth of those feelings, that's the magic moment. That's the moment when you can embrace, empower, and then release. And I cannot begin to tell you how sweet that release is, because you're going to find in its place such an oasis of peace and stillness that you never dreamed was possible. You never dreamed was possible, particularly from a significant trauma that you've suffered in your life, whether that be on a physical or emotional or perhaps physical and emotional basis. So everybody, we're heading into our final break again. I can't believe that it's going so fast. I hope you'll stay tuned with us. You can find me on The Animal's Eye View 1. That's my Facebook page. My website is very, very, very close to being finished. That's www.theanimalseyeview.com. And when we come back, I will have some information for you about a workshop that I'm doing on 1-2 Academy about the intuitive muscle. Everybody, stay tuned. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio.
To
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. As we were heading into the break, I think I said actually rather hurriedly where you guys could find me if you'd like to. I'm on Facebook, The Animal's Eye View 1. I would invite you to give me a like on my fan page. That makes me very happy. You can send me a message at www.theanimals, the letter I, then the word view, V-I-E-W.com. All my info is on the contact page, and you can also sign up for my newsletter. And actually, at last week's show, when Alita, the lovely Alita, and I were talking about intuition, someone had posted a comment that I apologize for not seeing earlier in the instant feedback area. And someone had posted a question about intuition. What is intuition, and how do you know if you have it? Well, and that was such a fabulous segue for my workshop on 1-2 Academy. That's the numbers 1 and then 2 and then academy.com. It's called the Intuitive Muscle Workshop. It's going to be held on October the 29th. That's a Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. It's a webinar, so you don't have to go anywhere. You can just sit there in the comfort of your own home. And we'll learn a lot of different things about the intuitive muscle. We'll talk about the bioelectric field, that's the physical body, and how that ends up being the translator, or maybe I should say the conductor, of a lot of things that your intuitive muscle picks up on. So if that resonates for you, I would invite you to go over to 1-2 Academy and take a look at that. I'm also an advisor on 1-2 Listen. If you don't see me on there on that advice line, we also have these fabulous time-based sessions that you can take advantage of. You can purchase one of those. You don't have to watch the clock. We know exactly how long it is that we need to be on the phone with each other. So I would invite you to take a look at those. And also, I have a second radio show that's on 12radio.com. That's going to be tomorrow. And on tomorrow's show, we're going to be talking with an amazing, I call her the Renaissance healer, Erica Longdon from the UK, actually, that I had the privilege to meet with and work with on 12Listen and 12Radio. So if any of this resonates with you, that would make me very, very happy. I'd love being of service with you and everybody that I come in contact with. So let's finish up with the concept of being brave. One of the pictures in my living room is a pencil sketch of two young kids, country style, and the little girl is leaning over to give the little boy a kiss on the mouth with both of her hands on his cheek, holding his face. It is just adorable. I actually picked it up at the National Western Stock Show that occurs here every January in the state of Colorado. And when I look at this little girl, I think to myself, wow, talk about being brave. And then, of course, I think, well, maybe they were already an established couple, you know, seeing each other around the sandbox for a long time. And maybe this was spur of the moment for her and for him. Just like the physical movements that set us free and set our animal companions free, there is the spur of the moment bravery that can change lives just that fast before you can blink twice. So back to the question, is it harder to be brave with yourself or with someone else? For me, I think they're about equal. I think that there are different emotions and thoughts that go along with each that make it a different sensation. Certainly, to be brave in sharing your heart with another is very special. Whether it's at the beginning of knowing someone new or sharing information from your past midway in the knowing, or whether it's at the end of knowing someone and you're setting them or yourself free. Then the bravery, I think, takes on a bittersweet feeling, a knowing that you're being brave for the best and highest good of all concerned, and sometimes it sure doesn't feel like that. There's also a different kind of bravery, I think, that can come in when you've reached the end of one chapter in a book, in a relationship with another person, whether that's a family member, a friend, a partner, even a companion animal, and you're looking at turning the page. I think that's a kind of bravery that is indeed very special to celebrate the past, to celebrate what you once had with this individual, even if it might have just been not very positive, and being willing to turn the page, being willing to go, absolutely, I am willing and I am already looking forward to redefining the parameters of myself, of that other person, of that particular situation, whatever that happens to be, being willing to step in and be present in that very moment. I think each step we take in knowing others is brave. It's a release of our vulnerability. And that's, of course, dear listeners, where the strength lies. We don't think that oftentimes, but actually being vulnerable is the place where we are our bravest and where we are our strongest. And it calls for a dropping of the shield that can be positioned just so over our hearts and souls, and what bravery that is to be vulnerable with another and with our human selves and with our higher selves. And what kind of brave things do we see our animal companions and other animals of the world doing? We see them transitioning. We see them being adopted into a new family. We see them trusting again. We see wild animals being treated in terrible, terrible ways. And yet, each time we connect with these animals, there is an acceptance. There is a knowingness of being an example of a light being that's finding themselves in a situation where all around them, things appear to be breaking down. They themselves might be on the verge of breaking down. And yet, if we travel inward, if we travel to that place of higher self and that place of spiritual being, of soul, that's the moment, as I said earlier, that we call all sorts of help into us, regardless of whether you think it's there or not. Simply setting your intention on a physical level and saying, I am going to do this physical thing today. that causes an avalanche, I'm being told, of help coming forward to help you in large ways, in small ways. We look at cetaceans. I spoke on my radio show on One True Radio last Friday about cetaceans, and I actually did some channeling with some dolphins and orca and sea turtles, which was just a real treat for me. And there's a knowingness with these animals, these wild animals that we have on this planet at this point in time, that they're here to help us raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're here to show us that different species can absolutely get along with each other, and different species have so much to teach us if we but choose to listen with our hearts, to listen with our souls, to step out of our human experience just for a short time and to step into their animal experience. I cannot tell you how wonderful it is for me as an animal communicator to be able to share the animal experience with so many animals, whether they're domesticated animals or whether they're wild animals. The two are incredibly different, but the one thing that's the same for both of them is the brave. Is the brave thing that they've done by choosing to be here with us, with the human animal on this planet at this point in time. And they know that they have some heavy lifting to do, but being brave, I know that they are completely and totally capable of it, as we are all completely and totally capable of doing heavy lifting in this lifetime that we never dreamed we would be called to do. Everybody, thank you. Thank you so much for being with me today. I hope you'll tune in next week, speaking of animals, because I have an amazing woman, an activist who works on behalf of the animals. Her name is Crystal Parks. Her website is pachydermpower.com. I invite you to go there. Please join me. I hope that you will. Thursday at noon Eastern, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Take very, very good care of yourselves and your animal companions this week and animals of the world. And remember to say to yourself and to them at least once a day, I love you. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this has been The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life?
Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Rise Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Rise Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Rise can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Rise Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.